Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud. Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for joining us. This is Loud and Local on the Rock, featuring music born right here in the Great Pacific Northwest. 99.9 KISW.
It is loud, and it is certainly local. It's 11 p.m. here on a Sunday night on 99.9 KISW. I am your host, Kevin. Matt is going to be joining me shortly. He is the overnight sensation, and he's going to be hanging out, producing the show, telling me all the vital information when maybe I mess up a little bit. I can't know everything. But I do know that Lozen was an incredible band, and this band is from Tacoma. These guys... They played their last show on Friday at the Black Lodge. So farewell to Lozen. We're going to dedicate this episode to Lozen because they just kicked ass. If you've never listened to Lozen before, turn this song up. It's called Wet Nightmare. Another great band from Tacoma. But you know what? At least we got the tunes to remember them. Lozen, this one goes out to you. It's Loud and Local on the Rock.
Toxic thoughts.
Thank you.
In progress on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Sound. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
boys, the boys, the boys from the Puget Sound. It's Aaron Jones and the Way, going to be the Loud and Local openers Sunday, August 23rd at the White River Amphitheater. Opening for, you know, some bands like Slipknot, Lamb of God, 3 Days Grace, Bullet for My Valentine. It is Pain in the Grass. And, of course, Aaron Jones and the Way going to be the local band there. Before that, Lozen, It is Loud and Local. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined right now by Matt, the overnight sensation.
What up?
I know that Aaron Jones and the Way is a personal favorite of yours.
Yes, love those guys. And I love that song.
Yeah, so you were telling me before we went on air briefly that there's a kind of a likeness that Aaron has to a famous rapper.
Well, at the end of that song, the way he's saying "boys" reminds me of the one and only Flava Flav.
Flavor of Love.
Yeah. Well, I know him from Public Enemy too.
Oh yeah. His claim to fame.
Yeah. When he had street cred.
Sweet, man. Well, we have a ton of other rad local music. We have a band that's going to be playing Red Fest, Devils Hunt Me Down, coming up right after this. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Saturday, July 18th at the Elysian Brewery off Airport Way in Georgetown. A little shindig that just really kills it in the summer. Perfect day for some beers, hanging out for some local music, and it's going to be outdoor, going to be lots of food trucks. It's going to be a beautiful day. We got a band by the name of Devils Hunt Me Down. These guys are going to be jamming and playing live there outside as the sun beats down, and it's probably just going to be a gorgeous Northwest day. Matt, I know you love Devils Hunt Me Down. They're on Cavi Gold Records.
Yeah, I saw them at Cannabis Cup last year.
Really?
Took me a second to remember the name of that.
What is Cannabis Cup? I wonder what you do there.
Yeah, they were great. And I've seen them at Studio 7 as well. They always put on a great show, lots of energy and some killer riffs, so I'm super stoked for Red Fest.
Right on, man. Again, that's Saturday, July 18th at the Elysian Brewery off Airport Way.
Get those tickets now. It sells out every year.
A lot of great bands playing that one. Piston Ready, Devils Hunt Me Down, and some more. So here's Devils Hunt Me Down on Loud and Local on The Rock.
Walk on by.
This is Loud and Local on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. local is in progress on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Limp. I raise both of my middle fingers to the establishment, and I love my government as much as they love me. Sooner or later, you'll figure it out that no one really knows what they're talking about. Yeah, you wake up in the morning. Another let down. It's a long, hard road to a hole in the ground. Are you ready for the big sleep? Are you ready for the big sleep? Are you ready for the big sleep now? You think you're walking on water? Yeah, you're in too deep. On the edge of town, I saw the end of the night. I saw the moon surrender and turn her back on the light. We returned to our chores. We waved goodbye to our dreams. I will always be yours, whatever that means. Whatever that means. Sooner or later, you'll figure it out.
personal favorite local band, Sandrider. They are Pain in the Grass alumni. I believe they played about 2 years back. They were the local band, and they demolished. Seriously, Sandrider kills it, and it is loud and local here, 11 p.m. Every Sunday night, where we hold it down for you and play everything. You know, it's heavy, it's groovy. We play some laid-back stuff, maybe even some reggae here and there. You hear it in the background. Some good summertime grooving. What's up, Matt? How you
doing?
Hey,
buddy.
You getting ready for your overnight shift?
I am. I'm two cups of coffee in already.
How many cups of coffee do you down per night on a typical 12 to 5 a.m. shift?
3 to 4.
3 to 4?
Yeah.
And then when
Don't judge me.
When you're off and you go home around 5 a.m., what time do you get to sleep?
Well, that all depends. Usually around 7, I'd say.
Around 7?
Yeah.
Depends on how many bong rips you take?
Yeah.
I feel it, man. Well, right now we're going to play one more Sandrider song. It's a song we played in the last couple weeks, and I'm going to play it again because I love it. It's a double dose of Sandrider. This one right here is off the Sandrider Kinski split they put out on Good to Die Recordings. Good to Die. Shout out to those guys. Awesome, awesome local label. This is a cover of Jane's Addictions.
Who they opened for at Pain in the Grass 2013 out at the Gorge, I might add.
Oh.
Look at that connection.
Absolutely. Jane's Addiction, Mountain Song, as done by Sandrider on the Rock.
Continues on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The BJ and Migs Loud and Local Band of the Week. Stereo Creeps is the name of the band. You can go to KISW.com, click on BJ and Migs Show, and you can check out the Loud and Local Band of the Week bio. They got show listings. They got their pictures of them looking all sexy and whatnot. So Stereo Creeps is the name of the band. Instantly Hardwired is that name of that track. Before that, of course, I played the two songs by Sandrider. One was a Jane's Addiction cover, and it was so savage. So when we get back, Matt.
Yes.
What do we got going?
I believe we have more music from the BJ and Migs Loud and Local Band of the Week, Stereo Creeps.
Perfect. It's Loud and Local. We'll be right back.
This is Loud and Local on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hell yeah, it is. Loud and Local is almost out of here. 10 more minutes, so let's take full advantage. Right now, again, one more song from the BJ and Migs Loud and Local Band of the Week, Stereo Creeps. You can always go to KISW.com to keep yourself updated on who is the featured band of the week. And if you are in a local band and you want to be featured as the Loud and Local Band of the Week, or you just want your music on this show, go to KISW.com and send it to Kevin and Matt.
Yeah.
The dream team, biatch. Here it is, Stereo Creeps, Goat. After that, something creepy, something wonderful from the woods of Olympia. But right now, it's Stereo Creeps on The Rock. Dan Miggs, Loud and Local Band of the Week, Stereo Creeps. Go to KISW.com for all the info on that band, for their bio and whatnot. Right now, we're ending the show with something creepy and swelling and black metal and rad. Wolves in the Throne Room from Olympia. These guys play in the middle of the woods. They're organic farmers from the woods of Olympia. So, Wolves in the Throne Room, Subterranean Initiation, here on Loud and Local, ending it on a creepy note. Matt, the overnight sensation, is next on The Rock. We'll be right back.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.